alternative. You're listening to Indie 101.5 CIOI.
A still dream rolling on. Wake up crying. You make it. My yo-yo that glowed in the dark, it made it special, made it dangerous, so I time it rains, you hear in my head like the sun coming out. Ooh, I just know that something good is gonna happen.
Someone likes to spin this cover a little too much.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Ah, Cloud Busting featuring Holly McNarland out of Canada with Matthew Good. Hey, you're listening to Steel City Music, and I'm your host, Jamie Gunner-Smith, or whatever my name is. I love that track. I love the cover. I just love everything about it. Puts me in such a good mood. And it's an epic song from Kate Bush back in the late 80s, like 89 maybe? No, earlier than that. Somewhere along that timeline. So, Steel City Music is all about interviews and what's going on in the greater Hamilton area. So, there you go. So, if you go to steelcitymusic.ca, that's my website, and you'll find some shows that I've been posting up there and interviews, that sort of stuff. Also, we're on Facebook. We have the SCM page where I gather events, put it there. So, if you want to flip over there and check things out that I'm talking about, or give us a like, Super. Also, there's a Facebook group as well, Steel City Music, if you're still doing the Facebook. I think we're at like 708 members. Pretty cool. A lot of bands, people posting events, chitty-chatty, that sort of thing. So that's what's going down there. Also, we are on Instagram as well, SCM Graham, and the Twitter, if you're still hanging out on the Twitter, Steel City Music as well. So there you go. All right. So let's just get into it. Let's figure out what's going on around town. Let's do the old jibba-jabba. All right. For Friday, August 26th, Clifford Brewery is actually putting on a punk show. It's punk night with Adelita and friends. So that might be something you might want to go check out. I think Prior Convictions is on that bill as well. I like the fact that that Clifford Brewery is putting on different styles of music. And, you know, I don't think I've ever heard or ever seen a punk band in a brewery before, unless it was closed down and, you know, there was putting on an illegal show, which would be super cool. Yes, it would. Ah, there you go. Let's see what else is going on. August 27th, which is a Saturday, there's the Toronto Diversity Festival at the Moksha Canadian Foundation is putting it on at the Nathan Phillips Square. So there you go. Might want to go check that out as well. What do we got? Adam Age, number one. Katie Hashi is performing at Doors Taco Joint and Metal Bar on Saturday, August the 27th. What do we got here? Sunday, August 28th. Chris Chambers is at the King George. He's performing. The King George is 116 George Street here in Hamilton, Ontario. On Sunday, there's a punk rock afternoon on August 28th that's going down at the Casbah. Who do we got on this one? Oh, the Jesse James Medicine Show is performing. Spinster Jones, The Dominion, and others. Hit up casbahlounge.ca for more information on all kinds of shows, that sort of thing. So there you go. Sunday, August 28th. Boss Bitch Promos. Nice name, buddy. Lime Ricky with Holly Akers and Taking Ball for This Disaster and No Small Affair will be performing. I think that would be Doors Taco Metal Bar, 56th Street has. No? Maybe? We'll have to double check that later. There you go. I'm pretty much stoked on the whole name Boss Bitch Promos, really, to be honest. There you go. Meow, meow, meow. Okay. All right. So there's another show that's happening at the old Corktown. And of course, do you think I have in front of me? I should, but I don't. No, I don't. Yes, I do. Saturday, August 27th, at the Corktown Pub. King Park's on the bill. North by North out of Chicago is playing as well. Rexford Drive and White Queen Falling. That is happening. So I grabbed a couple tunes, what I could find from those bands. And what do we got here? Gunner, as he pulls up the other sheet of who's playing what, who did what. You're going to hear Rexford Drive. Get back to you on that. And also this band out of Chicago. It's a pop. It's a guitar-driven pop rock band. I say pop rock, but do I really mean pop in the sense of it's pop music? No, I don't. But you'll hear it once you hear it, you'll go, oh, okay, stupid. I know what you're talking about. All right, I get it. So we'll hear it for those two acts. So there you go. All right, so Rexford Drive on the way, but starting things off North by North. Baby's on Fire. They're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music. Stop the applause. I don't need it. Really, I don't.
Here we go, sing it to the chorus line. Ain't it good?
get back to you on that Rexford Drive right there for you. Hey, it's Gunner, and you're hanging out on Steel City Music. Another show that's happening is the Pier 8 Pop-Ups. Yes, Pier 8 Pop-Ups is happening at Pier 8 here in Hamilton, Ontario. And let's see, meow, meow, meow. Friday, August the 26th, they're hosting a surf rock group. Now, this group is pretty cool. I think they're out of the Toronto area, from what I remember. And they, of course, they play like covers of stuff that you'll know, but of course done in the surf vibe of things. See? You can hear it right there. You can hear it right there. They'll have a live DJ. There'll be some activities for the kids. You can buy some stuff. You can chill out. And you can listen to some really cool music in the summer. What more do you want? Pier 8. The Pier 8 pop-up's happening Friday, August 26th. Heart of Glass coming up, but first Toxic from Britney Spears, Surfer Jets. We'll be right back. is a lot of fun. Pier 8 pop-ups. The Pier 8 pop-ups, Friday, August 26th, here in Hamilton, Ontario. The Suffragettes will be performing, all female surf rock band. So there you go. Do rolling along, Gutter, what do we got going on here? Saturday, August the 27th, here at the old Casbah, the Casbaro. Silvertone Hills will be performing with Fool's Union and Sweet Jake. Now, here's the deal on this one. It's the Stubborn Lovers single release tour. Do you think I have a copy of Stubborn Lovers single release tour, like the Stubborn Lovers song? Do you think I have it?
No.
Do you think someone would send it to me?
Maybe.
Do you think they'd send it in time of this recording?
No.
So we're going to play some Fool's Union and some Sweet Jake. Starting things off driving Sweet Jake for you on Steel City Music.
Driving 21, all I see is you. Disheveled and alone in my review. I wanna call, say I love you, that I'll visit soon. There's too much to do, babe, but that can't be true. Drop myself so fucking mad, thinking all the things that I left unsaid. And I don't know if I can make it right, but I know I'll be sleeping alone tonight. City of 550, with no heads or tails in front of me. I wanna call, say I miss you, then I'm coming home. There's too much to do, babe, so I better run. Drive myself so fucking mad, thinking all the things that I left unsaid. If I can make it right, but I know I'll be sleeping alone tonight,
Ravens Lake from Fool's Union right there. Check them out at the Casbah on Friday, August the 27th with Silvertone Hills and also Sweet Jake. All right, I had a chat with the Queens and Kings a couple weeks back. They're playing Gussapalooza, which is super cool. They also have some other dates as well I want to remind you about at the Horseshoe on September 13th and Hard Luck Bar on September 23rd. If you're in that area, go check them out. They're a mix of stoner rock, post-punk rock a little bit. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Here's the interview.
Steel City Music.
You're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Jamie Gunner-Smith. And joining me right now is a band that I interviewed maybe 2 years ago. It might have been just as COVID kicked in. We were on Zoom. We were talking about how the heck do we connect. It might have been through a Niagara Music Facebook thing, that sort of thing. It was fun to talk to them then. It's going to be fun to talk to them now. Queens and Kings joining me right now. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good to be here, man.
I like the fact that you guys are squared in my little Brady Bunch box on Zoom. Fitting the box perfectly, by the way. I like how, and I like just before the interview, Alyssa was like, center this. Would you just center this? Which to me was like, oh, they have that family aspect. And also they must be in a band together.
He's in some,
whatever you're doing.
Some Charlie horses. I'm going to tell mom.
That was the kind of vibe I got.
No,
you're not. But I mean,
fake white stripes aura.
I think we even talked about that, whether or not with the white stripes, I think they actually dated at one time and everyone said it was better that they were brother and sister. But with you guys were actually a couple at one time and then went, we're actually pretty good at this music thing. Let's just stick this out and ditch the other part. Was that right?
Something like that.
Semi. We combined both for a while and then we kind of, but we're connected at the hip. We're connected at the hip. We're, you know, besties, you know, for life. So
yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, we didn't want to lose our bestie connection and our music and stuff. So we kind of flowed and, you know, figuring it out as we go. But yeah, we were a solid couple for what? How many years?
Who knows?
Who knows? I didn't want to say the wrong thing and you're going to look at me and give me crap.
It's a unique dynamic for sure.
We've already established
road and changing and stuff like that.
We've already established the two of you are going to like go at each other. So that's fine. That's cool. It's family nonetheless, however you frame it. So here we go. The thing about the you two, I was listening to the newest single Testify. And I don't know what it was, but sometimes I get this like, oh, who do they sound like? And I don't mean this in any disrespectful way at all when I say this, but it was so catchy that I started falling down the music well. And this is a horrible thing to happen to anyone, because then when you hear something, you go, oh, that sounds like this. And then you listen to that. And the next thing you know, you've lost 3 hours of your life clicking on videos going, oh, maybe they were influenced here. But I got this really nice stoner rock groove vibe from it with little tinges of vocals of Karen O and Josh Homme to it.
We love
They're definitely influences.
We love sure. So those are good references.
Nothing will be for us, nothing is a conscious thing, whatever. It's whatever kind of comes out, but we're definitely, I love Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm a big KO fan.
Yeah, we're thinking of maybe throwing in a cover of each of those bands actually, or even like there's a the song that's a Josh Homme and PJ Harvey collaboration called Crawl Home. We were thinking of doing that one because it's like two of our biggest influences in one song.
So you're very good
really
at your
job. We
don't
do any covers. Like you know, it would be fun to do one somewhere at some time, I think.
Great. I just like to point out you've ruined the rest of my day because I have a couple more interviews to do. And now I'm going to be like, oh, I got to go listen to that now. I'm going to go.
Oh, you do. You have to find it.
So with the Queens and Kings over the last couple of years, of course, we did the whole COVID thing. Wasn't fun. It stopped us from being creative and moving along, that sort of thing. But you guys have you just been putting out single releases since 2019 and no long form albums?
It's all going to be on our album. It started out, it's just been like, yeah, it's been like, aside from the fact that it's been like a very strange time in all of our lives, which has obviously kind of slowed people down or made people adapt or change course or whatever they've done. Like for us, it wasn't planned. We were going to put out probably 3 singles before the album, but definitely things have taken longer than we anticipated for a variety of reasons. Like we've had to do a lot of our own comping at home. We've had to do some re-recordings of stuff at home. It was a real mishmash, this album. Like we recorded in like 3 or 4 different studios and
it was a perfect storm of like stretching things out.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a plan for sure, but we're definitely gearing up for the release this fall.
Yeah.
You know, debut album.
Yeah. We're mastering. We have like 2 more songs to finish, like 2 more songs to master. One of them, we were going to do the mix on one of them ourselves because it's kind of like the oddball on the album. It's just a guitar and vocal song that's kind of like got a totally different feel. So we were going to do kind of a different treatment on that one. We might actually enlist a friend to work on that with us.
So we're trying to speed it up as much as we can.
It's
and
almost
get it
done.
Out.
It will be an 8-song album. And it's almost finished. And we couldn't be more excited.
And we have said that we're not doing the album this way ever again. Yeah. So there won't be this 4-year freaking gestation
in the
period.
Future we hope it will be a lot this
one was... studio one thing hardcore bang 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 weeks bang 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 mixing plan.
This one was a real challenge. We really worked for this one and when we release it I think we couldn't be more like proud and you know because it has been such an effort, like so much blood, sweat and tears went into this one.
We'll be heading right to the Caribbean. Send it live.
Yeah, we'll see you in 5 years.
That's awesome. Hey, if you're just tuning in now, you listen to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Jamie Gunnersmith, and joining me right now is Queens and Kings, Brendan and Alyssa. Hey, you know, it's funny. You said that we're going to enlist a friend. Would that be Mr. Weinberg? Is that who the friend is? And can you explain Howie Weinberg connection to us?
We just reached out actually and he liked our stuff. He liked what we did. So yeah, he mastered our first single and we'd like to work with him again, of course. Like he's basically the living legend of mastering.
Once we saw his discography, we're like, let's just see what happens.
with Bill Skibbe, who works out of Jack White's
He's been our main guy
for the majority of this album. But we'd love to work with Howie again. Like, of course, like he's done some of the world's biggest albums. So like
my favorite albums, like almost all my favorite albums, the guy's mastered. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's crazy. So like we just got extremely fortunate to work with such great people on this album. Yeah.
You're very lucky. I can honestly say to 2 people, man, you're really lucky that happened to you. Things seems to, aside from the 2 years of nonsense from stopping you from getting the LP done, you've had a chance to work with some very creative people.
Yeah, well, it's also a lot of kicking doors down and continuing to reach out to people and pushing. We're very DIY in the sense that we do all our own PR and we do our own video editing. We do a lot of our own stuff.
Yeah, we try to do it as high quality as we can because we got some skills on the media side of things or whatever. But it's luckily both of those mastering guys liked our music, right? Yeah. So that was the key thing to open that door to be like, sure. You know, I got some time and let's, you know, like your stuff, let's do it. So that's been amazing.
Where are we at?
It's crazy. Sorry.
Where are we at? Sorry. No. I was just thinking about this. Like, where are we at after this? It would be kind of a struggle because what you just said was, you know, over the last couple of years, you're releasing the singles. You both have this sort of like media thing, PR, kicking down doors, reaching out. So it's very DIY. Very DIY to the point where it's like, it's not obsessive, but it's like, this is us. We're going for it. We're doing all of this work. Now, what happens after the LP? Just, I'm throwing out there. It's possible that all of a sudden you guys blow up. Things get sort of boom, boom, boom really quickly. And then you have to have that honest look at yourselves and who you're sitting across the table from going, okay, so you're in my management. You're in my record label now. So happy that we're all together here. Where do I fit in? Because I've been doing this all myself. Can you let go?
We couldn't be more excited about that. Like we kind of split our roles and I tend to do a lot of the PR side and the social. It's grunt work, right? It takes a lot of time, a lot of your time, like a time that you wish you could be just being creative.
Yeah, so we definitely hand that up. We still want control, but I'm fine. Like we're doing everything. We're shooting like I'm a professional photographer and I direct other people's music videos and stuff. So there's no shortage of the skill to get that stuff done, to shoot, to edit or whatever. But in the end, like, honestly, I'd rather have like the creative and technical know-how to sit there and maybe work with someone who's got a great vision, does something that's not just me. Cause I get, you know, I like to see other people's stuff to excite me. Right. Yeah. And so let's concentrate on touring. Let's concentrate on writing more songs and doing that and handing off. So I'm not too worried about the handing off part a bit. Yeah. Like we've got made our name for ourselves to, you know, do our stuff now. And we'll still sit there and be able to, cause we can't help it. Like when we're mixing, we're like, pan that to 10 o'clock, pan that to 2, do it 1.5 dB down, take this hertz out, whatever. Like, we're still like that even when someone else is mixing. Yes. So
we are so annoying.
We have to pull back.
We're so nitpicky with mixes and stuff like that. And I think where we will never kind of want to relent control completely is on the creative side, because we do have a lot to do with that. And even if it's someone else, like we had other people tracking and mixing and mastering our stuff, but we're very involved in what we want. We know the sound that we want. But when it comes to the more like, you know, kind of like the business side, I guess you can say, like the mark, like that's, I think we would happily kind of pass off to
even
someone
else. Creative, even if someone's even got if a great
we were,
vision.
Like, even if we were somewhat involved in it, it's just, it's it is a lot of work. And also, like, you know, sometimes you don't have the reach, you know, or the connections that people in the industry would have, or... Mm. You know, like I've made huge lists of like blogs and places to reach out to. And, you know, it's always like a bit of a guesswork of like when to do what. And, you know.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. That's when DIY is actually like a crutch. I mean, like a bad thing, like your Achilles heel or whatever. If that's the thing, I don't even know what we're talking about. But like, we need people that know what they're doing to help us. We have we can do hard work. We can do whatever, but we're not experts in the industry of timing and proper release scheduling. Right. These kind of things is where we would like to find someone who can master at that.
It's when you answer that question that I posed and everything, my immediate thought was, wow, what a difference from the early 90s to now in how things are actually broken, that sort of thing. Because when I was younger, it was like, even then you still had to like, pretty much smash someone in the face going in a record label going, hey, look, we're this. And even back in the 90s, they were going, well, how many cassettes have you sold? I mean, even like Bare Naked Ladies sold 100,000 cassettes by themselves. And then everyone went, oh, people like them.
Yeah. You know? And nowadays, even more so, it's like if you before a label or anything, anyone like that will look at you, you kind of have to have built your own fan base and your own buzz and your own all of that.
It was a lot easier and back then. I mean, I sent out tapes, literally cassette tapes to record labels and stuff. And I did stuff even before I really probably should have. But I sent some stuff to like Warner or whatever. And it was a 4-song instrumental demo. I was obsessed with Hendrix, Neil Young, and Joe Satriani. So Deep Purple and Zeppelin and all the stuff. So I played drums, guitar, whatever, but I wasn't singing yet. So I did 4-song EPs that were blues rock, like, but funky, groovy, whatever. I sent them to record labels and that was it. And never really heard much back, but I did get it placed on a video game soundtrack in Ottawa. It was crazy. And so that was great. But then later, years later, no joke, like 20 years later, I got SOCAN royalties from Kazakhstan. And I'm like, what? And I open it up and I've got a not substantial, like big money, but I mean, hundreds of dollars in royalties from Kazakhstan for that 4-song demo that I sent out one time to like 1 week. And then I got it in Czech Republic. Like, it's crazy. So back then things were getting out there. I had interest with Warner Brothers and the other bands I was in. We were getting paid good amounts of money to play Lee's Palace when they didn't even know us. Like, it's completely reversed, like way harder working, way more to do, way less money, way less opportunity.
I'd like to go on record right now that at 1:15 on a pre-recorded Zoom interview on a Monday, somebody by the name of Brendan actually told me that they made more than $1 off of SOCAN in Canada. Because Bravo, all of my friends, friends starting up, they got nothing. And it is a running joke with everyone. Just like, it's like, oh, I got a $1.73. Who played me? And it was like, oh, it must have been a campus radio station. Way to go. You know, but I enjoy the story. Like, I enjoy that. I legit like that story because it's like, holy crap, there's someone outside of my sphere that actually made some money off it. Because I always say, register your stuff to SoCan. Register it.
Yeah, but, I paid hundreds of dollars.
She's so good at it.
I'll tell you some
that.
Of the secrets. And any independent musicians out there, listen to me when I say to you, if you're playing live shows and they're the cover for those shows is more than $6, be sure to fill in and the NLMPs, the new live music performance forms that they have, and you can get money for each time you're playing a venue.
I make money every year that I would not have done without.
So that's a big thing. And also community radio stations, if you get played during like a SoCan survey time, like that is really helpful. And like CBC and like, I've gotten like some pretty decent payouts from SoCan. Thanks, SoCan.
We shouldn't actually talk about this, but yeah, I do rig every time I'm on the radio that it's all Hamilton bands playing during SoCan week. If I were to find out somehow, I always do that. So it's a running joke. But we knew that back in the day about you submit a poster to prove and you hopefully the venue was registered with SoCan, that sort of thing. But it's so good to hear that, you know, because it's always been this sort of like wild mysticism sort of religious experience with SoCan. It's like everyone always says, well, you do this, then you did it. And then I was like, oh, I thought I was going to get more money, but you didn't. But anyway, I'm a strong supporter of Canadian music songwriting and getting paid royalties, that sort of thing. So
yeah, and also like CMRRA and like, you know, all of those organizations.
Too much to keep track of for me. She helps me out.
And no matter how many times I go to conferences or try to learn about it, it's very confusing. But there's a bunch that if you're a musician, you should definitely be registering your songs with a bunch of these different organizations, mechanical rights, performance rights, all that, like, you know.
And one more reason to sign a big deal after on the next album, right?
Yeah.
Let them do it. Hey. Thanks. I'm talking to Queens and Kings right now. SoCan, Music, Rock and Roll, Testify, Howie Weinberg, all of these fun things that are going on in their lives. And then now we're going to move into live shows. So over the last couple of years, of course, whatever, we mentioned the COVID nonsense, couldn't play. Now we're out and about. And I've been asking the same question with all the artists rolling out of this summer of 2022. How are the next couple shows coming up when we move into fall? Because you have two coming up, one of which is at Gussapalooza between the 16th and 18th out in Cookstown. You'll be playing that. What are the other shows you'll be doing as well coming October, November? Are we going to be active then?
Yeah, we have a bunch of stuff coming up. So Gussapalooza is happening. Voodoo Rock Queens. We just played Voodoo Rock Fest, actually. So we're also going to be playing Voodoo
Rock
Queens.
Yeah, we just got back from that.
Nice. So we've been doing a lot of weekends where it was like, you know, double shows in town and out of town. And like, I have another project that's a looping project. So like, I have a few of those shows coming up as well for the rest of the month.
Yeah, we've been going pretty hard all the way till now. And then we're taking the August is basically a slower bit for us.
Yeah,
stuff.
We had something that was kind of big and we left space for it, but it kind of fell through. Like the event got canceled. So we have a little bit of space and we're going to work on, well, I have the two of my own shows, but we're going to work on like, we have so much material that we haven't had the chance to work on.
Let's get some time
material
to finish the second album.
And we never have a lot of time because we're always working on finishing album and every and have so many shows and all that stuff. So we're gonna try and we want to try and work on some finishing some of our new material.
There's a high probability we're gonna be flying into Edmonton to play with our good buddies out there for a couple of shows, and then maybe go to Vancouver and do a few shows out there. So that's kind of like the fall kind of thing, and the album release. So
yeah, I think we're also playing the Atria in Oshawa with some friends, Vinyl Hero from Montreal, and we have some other things. I'd have to look
and things
at my
come
calendar
up all the time. Yeah. We're getting invited things quite a bit, so it's great. Yeah.
That's good though. That you know, when I ask that question, you do have things on the go. Like there's that nice sense of release of okay, we can play some more live shows and that sort of thing, and be a little bit more creative because it does spur more creativity for your back to writing new material, that sort of thing. I'm going to end this interview here with just telling you guys, now that we're talking about festivals, it's so hot out in Southern Ontario. I welcome a water bottle thrown on the stage.
That's the key. If it's water balloons, I'd do that. Just get smacked in the face.
Yeah, I don't see. Now I'm thinking about gear. I shouldn't even said that. I'm not even gonna be on stage. Don't throw anything at these guys at Gustapalooza. You're all very cool camping people. Don't do that. I just watched Woodstock 99 last night. I just went, I can't believe I was part of that. That's awful.
Yeah. Oh, were you there?
I no, that's my generation of going to concerts and everything. Just like, what happened? You know, that's a scary really thing.
Very different than the original Woodstock in every way.
And that was the Limp Bizkit episode, right?
Limp Bizkit and price gouging are the two things. And always forgetting that it's not it's a generational thing. It's a different generation from Woodstock, right?
Yeah, it's almost like the polar opposite.
Which Gustapalooza is all about going to see music and chilling out and enjoying different styles of music, which has nothing to do, you know. So that's going to be great.
Yeah, we got friends of different genres that we love.
It's very diverse.
Very
diverse lineup. We have a lot of friends playing it, and we're super.
And they're totally different. A lot of them are totally different than us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's going to be awesome. So anyway, have a good show. Okay.
Thank you so much, man.
All right. And you're always welcome back on the show. Just send me a message and all the other fun stuff. Okay.
Awesome. We got another killer track coming right after the video's been done for 8 months and the song's been mixed, mastered, ready to rock and roll. So we'll be definitely coming to you for that one. That's an epic one.
But our video for the one we just released is coming out on this Thursday, August 11th. Our video for Testify is coming out. So,
So go check out that PJ Harvey, Josh Holm combo.
I'm on it. Thanks, guys.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. Hey, this is Brendan.
And this is Alyssa.
We are from Queens and Kings.
And you're listening to Steel City Music.
Show everything you got in your hand. Own it.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
City Music.
Just a vacation.